The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur is going to be in Ksubis on daf Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara says by us, say you have partners, and the partners have a lawsuit against an individual. The halacha is that one of the shutfin can go ahead and take the person who's arguing with the shutfin to court, and there's no taina of lao baal dvaram divideat. The ma'aseh that is halacha that one of the shutfin can take the person to court without the other shutfin is muskan api halacha, and not only that, he can go to court on behalf of the whole shutfin, and he doesn't need a shtar harshah. What does it mean a shtar harshah? If we look in the Hagoyis Maimonides and Hilchos Shluchim Shutfin Perakim Halacha Gimel, he explains, and also the Shulchan Aruch brings this in Hilchos Shutfin, that usually a person who wants to take someone to court on behalf of another person needs a harshah. Harshah means that he is in fact a shliach or shutif for that person, and he's allowed to take him to court. And that's the concept of a toyin, right? A lot of people know and aware that in halacha and chosh mishpah and hilchos dayanim, it says that in every din Torah, only the baal devarim could be in the din Torah. You can't have a stranger who's not one of the baal devarim in the din Torah. So the question arises, well, how could a toyin go to a din Torah? The answer is the toyin goes to a din Torah with a harshah. Harshah is when a party wants to bring someone else in to speak on his behalf or to do an action on his behalf, and it's a power of attorney of such that he could go ahead and act on his behalf. That's called a shtar harshah. Now, that's usually if it's a strange person that wants to get involved in the din Torah, he needs a shtar harshah. However, when it comes to shutfin, there's no need for a shtar harshah because the halacha is that you can't say la baal devarim didayat. That's what we see in our Gemara. Now, I want to expand this a little bit, and talk about very common scenarios in which you have a partnership. Let's assume Reuven and Shimon have a partnership, and they sell items. They sell widgets. One of the people who purchased the widget from them didn't pay them. He stiffed them. He didn't pay them. And the question is, if Reuven and Shimon wants now to sue this person who owes them the money, what's the outcome? How do we divide the money and the outcome of the lawsuit? Well, you're going to ask me, well, that's simple. Reuven and Shimon are partners, 50-50, let's assume. Levi owes Reuven and Shimon money for widgets purchased. Obviously, that money is split 50-50. Well, that's simple, and that's easy. But let's say that we're not dealing with a case where Levi wants to pay readily. Say Levi is a difficult person to deal with, and Levi is, you have to take to court, and you have to fight with him, and you have to go into collections to get the money from Levi. Well, you're going to say, also, listen, if they both sue him and get the money, so they get to keep it. But what happens, and this is very common, what happens if Reuven is the only partner that's willing to go to court and fight for the partnership's money? He's the only one. He says, listen, I want to go, we're going to sue Levi, and let's assume Levi's not Jewish, and we go to Arkois, let's assume it's a Goy, excuse me, and Reuven wants to sue, and he's willing to pay a lawyer, and he's willing to go to court and go through all the time and effort to sue Levi, if you will. And then he recovers money from Levi. Does he have to share that money with Shimon or not? One could argue, you know what, Reuven put all the effort into do it, certainly he shouldn't have to share it with Shimon, because he put all the time and effort into it. So let's talk about that question. That comes up quite often in Beis Din. So I want to distinguish today's shiur two different halachas. Scenario A, I want to talk about where a lawsuit must be filed that requires litigation. And I want to claim in such a scenario, when Reuven files a lawsuit that requires litigation, that the halacha is going to be that if he recovers half, he recovers only half of his money, that he does not have to split that with Shimon at all. He gets to keep that to himself if he recovers half of the money. However, if it's not a lawsuit that requires litigation and fighting, it's a lawsuit that just requires a filing and there's a collection. It's just a simple collections, nothing complicated. Just that the fact that Shimon doesn't want to get involved with it because even collections he doesn't want to deal with. So then they have to split it. And I'll show you my proof for these two halachas. First of all, if you look in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph in Hilchos Shutfin, the Mechaber in Sif Beis talks about a scenario Hayush Nei Shutvin. There are two partners. In the Mechaber's context is that partners own a certain object. Let's assume they own a pot of money, and the Shutvin own a pot of money is worth $100. And Listim come and steal the pot of money from the two Shutvin. Okay? So, again, we have a thief that stole from the two Shutvin a pot of money. V'hitzel Echad Mehem. And one of the Shutvin go ahead and he saves the money. He goes ahead and he rescues the money. So the halacha is, hitzel le'emtza. With any money he saves, he has to split it 50-50. V'ima omar la'atz mi'ani matzil. But if the Shutvin says, I'm saving this only for my half. I'm saving this for my half. Harizeh cholak mechaveroi v'hitzel la'atzma. He's separate from his friend and he's matzil only for himself. Meaning, if you have Shutvim and they get robbed and one of the Shutvim give the time and effort to matzil and he only has the ability to matzil half the amount of money, he gets to keep that 100%. He doesn't have to steal it. He doesn't have to split it. Why? Because the other Shutvim didn't go through the time and effort to do it. Even further, if he saves more than half the amount of money, and obviously he can't keep more than half, right, because he only has half to the partnership, and he has to surrender that to his partner, he could charge his partner for labor and time. That's what's brought down. Save a mishpat hatoyra, Rav Spitz, Hilchus Shoimrim, Simin Samech Dalet. That's what he wants to claim, because after all, he worked for him. He went ahead of his matzil, he did his effort, and he did it. So I would say that's analogous to a case of litigation. We have to fight. Someone steals from you. It's a lot of time and effort, and it's like hit steal. It's like saving, and it's relevant to Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. However, what happens if you don't have to be mat steal the money? What happens if we look in Simon Kuf Pei Vav? Look in Kuf Ayin Vav. Yeah, Kuf Ayin Vav Sif Kuf Ches and Kuf Ayin Vav. The Mechaber says, "Shnayim shein shutvim b'choyv." Two people were partners in a debt. Shechayv lehem akum, and akum owes them the debt. Right, it's our case. V'gova echad mehem miktsasoi, and one of the partners goes ahead and he does the gvia, but only gets a portion. V'roitze la'akvay la'atzmoi, and he wants to keep it for himself. So loch is ein shoymim loy. He's not allowed to keep it for himself. Why isn't he allowed to keep it for himself? After all, he was the person that went ahead and collected it, right? As the Mechaber says, that v'gove elchemem, he went through the effort of doing it. Why does he not get? Why is it not like hitzil in Simon Kuf Pei Aleph? In which hitzil, we said that if he thinks that he's only saving it for himself, he gets to have it only for himself. But over here, we see he always has to surrender the half that he gets, 50-50, whatever he gets. So the answer is simple, that over here, it's not like being zoicha min hefker. In Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, now it's not exactly zoicha min hefker. Kuf Pei Aleph, when you're matzil, when it was a person who's olim, it was a person who stole from you, or it's hard to collect from, and the choyv is is diminished a little bit because you're miyayish. So then if a partner goes and he takes a stab at it, he goes, I'm doing it, and he gets a minimal amount that only makes up for his partnership, he can keep it all for himself because it was more yish, it was more harder to get that money. It wasn't only an issue of laziness, it was an issue of who's going to step up to the plate and take the challenge. That's in Kuf Pei Aleph. Masha Enkin and Kuf Ayin Vav, Kuf Ches, that's not talking about where it's a challenge, it's a hit seal, it's a person who's hard to deal with. Over there, it's talking about you want to be goyva, who's going to knock on the door in the Akum's house and collect the money. Anyone could have done it. It's an issue of laziness. If one partner was lazy, he didn't collect, and the other partner did collect, and only gets half, he still has to split it, because over there, there's no yush from the choyv. And these two differences, it's not so clear, but if you look at Mishpat Yatoyer of Spitz and Sim Samach Dalet, he says this, but I want to say a little bit in a more Merkanish and Nusach, that if Shutvin, Halakha Lamayis, if Shutvin have to collect, and a portion is only recovered, which is very common. Again, everyone knows out there in collections, you never collect the whole thing. Even in lawsuits, you never get the whole thing. You only get a portion. And the question comes out, well, if they only get a portion of it, if they only collect a little bit, that Shutif who did all the work, if one Shutif, again, if both Shutif, of course, sued, that of course they have to split it, but if one went ahead and did all the effort, does he have to surrender half to his other partner? It would depend. Is it a simple lawsuit, like in Kuf Ayin Vav, Chav Ches, like a case of Gvia, or is it something that needs more litigation? It would be like Hatzil and Kuf Pei Aleph.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.